Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Sherrill McMillan from Inside Carolina. And Sherrill, North Carolina beat Notre Dame 83-66 in the Smith Center last night. The Heels, 3 wins in 5 days, certainly a tough grind. Now they have several days off before they go to Louisville on Saturday. Roy Williams and his staff never sleeps. What will they be up to this week?
Yeah, so North Carolina hosted E.J. Montgomery. He's a 2018 offered forward from the Atlanta area. He's coming in kind of doing a tour of North Carolina and Duke. He'll be in Durham on Wednesday night when they host Virginia Tech. And then he'll also be at Kentucky on February 24th. He's someone that the coaching staff has really looked into after Zion Williamson signed with Duke. They've made some comparisons with him to other players currently on the North Carolina roster. And I think that were he to come to North Carolina, he'd add some size. He had rebounding. He also had a scoring touch inside. So I'm sure they'll be talking to him more. I'm sure we'll have more inside Carolina about the visit. And then from there, Roy Williams usually likes to recruit during the week, especially when he has a few days off. So we'll be monitoring where he goes Wednesday and probably Thursday as well. After the Syracuse game next Tuesday, they have 6 days off. And that's definitely when he'll hit the road big time to see a lot of 2019 targets and maybe even a couple of 2020 targets.
North Carolina, 9-5 in conference, 20-7 overall. 20 wins is every year but one for Roy Williams in North Carolina since Coach Williams has been back in Chapel Hill. Carolina has a few days to rest. Louisville at Louisville on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.